Welcome to Shomar Shavuot Nadav Shiur Sponsor Lo Yinishmas Am Yaakov Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings a machlokes Rav Shmuel. What happens when Purim falls in Erev Shabbos? And within the discussion of the Gemara says that the machlokes is based on the fact that you cannot have the Schira coming after the Asiyah. The Schira must come before the Asiyah. Meaning, Parsha Zohar, which is the Schira of Amalek, must come before the Asiyah of Purim. That's the Asiyah of that mitzvah. Says the Avnei Nezer, that you see from this Gemara, Dover Nifla Ma'ot, that when you're doing the mitzvah of Purim is not only the fact that we are Mefarsim the Nes that happened on Purim, but the mitzvah of Purim is Mechias Amalek. You're right now destroying Amalek. And you see it very clearly, says Avnei Nezer, because what does it mean, Schir la'asiyah? Schir means to remember the mitzvah, and asiyah means to do the mitzvah. So Zog the Avnei Nezer, the fact that you call Pasha Zohar Zechiro, and you call Purim asiyah, you see from here that when you're kind the mitzvah of Purim, you're doing over here the mitzvah of Mechia Samolik. And Avnei Nezer learns that the mitzvah, the Yermekayim, the Mechia Samolik, is the Kriyas HaMegillah. Reading the Megillah, that is the Asiyah the Gemara refers to over here. Yimele says Avnei Nezer, that's what, the reason there's a difference between men reading the Megillah and women reading the Megillah. Because only men are Mechuyav and Mechia Samolik, not women. So therefore there's a difference in Halacha between men and women. So Avnei Nezer, the source of this comes from Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph and Megillah brings that the pasuk that says "Ksav Zoy Zikaron B'Sefer" teaches me that you can read the Megillah as well, and the Ramban brings in Chumash that from here you have the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. The Ran in the beginning of our Masechta says if you look at the Gemara in the Bavli, the Gemara brings the "Ksav Zoy Zikaron B'Sefer" for a different mitzvah, for the mitzvah of writing the Megillah. How do we know you can write the Megillah? How do you know you can write a Amalek for the fourth time? For that, you have a Pasuk, Ksoiv Zoy Zikaron B'Sefer. But reading the Megillah, that I don't have a Pasuk. So where does the Ramban take it? Says the Avnei Nezer, the Ramban takes it from the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi used the Pasuk not only for writing the Megillah, but for reading the Megillah. Why do you need a Pasuk for reading the Megillah? Because reading the Megillah is part of the mitzvah of Zechiras Ma'aseh Amalek. So if it's part of the mitzvah, when you're reading the Megillah, you're mekayim somewhat mechias samolik by reading the Megillah. And if that you need a pasuk that you could do the mitzvah of zechir or samolik, mechias samolik, you can need a pasuk you can do it through kriyas Megillah. So says Avnei Nezer, that's the pshat in our Gemara, zechira and asira. Zechira is pasha zachar, and asira is kriyas Megillah. But this Avnei Nezer is a little hard to understand. Because why is Megillah asira more than pasha zachar? Pasha zachar, you're reading the Torah. Megillah is reading Ksuvim, and that's also a way to remember Amalek. Why is that a seal more than Parsha Zohar itself? But maybe one could say it a little differently. And this is based on the Gemara in the beginning of this Masechta on Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara there wanted to bring a raya that you have 2 days of Purim, the 14th and the 15th. So the Gemara brings a pasuk that Yosei Misyom Arba Sol Chodesh Adar Yosei Chamisha Sol B'chol Shana. Says the Gemara, that's very nice regarding Asiyah. Zechiro minolon. How do you know that not only Asiyah, but also Zechiro? Says there Rashi, what's the Asiyah and Zechiro we're talking about? Says Rashi, Asiyah, Mishtevi Yomtoif. Zechiro, Kriyas Megillah. So according to this Rashi, it comes out that Asiyah is Mishtevi Yomtoif. Zechiro is Kriyas Megillah. And if that's true, so mainly we can explain that in our Gemara too. When you're doing Pasha Zachor, and when you're reading the Megillah, you're Mikayim Zechiro Samolik. But how do you do Asiyah Mechia Samalek? By Mishtevi Yomtev. This connects beautifully with what Divrei Rabbi Yisrael that say, that the whole idea of the eating and drinking in Purim is to elevate the physicality to bring it to Kedusha. That's why a person gets drunk in Purim and is able to elevate to the highest places in the world. And that's the way to be Mizgama and Amalek, because the whole idea of Amalek is to bring the darkness of this world to cover up in the Gilu Shechina. Amalek is Gematria Sufik. Amalek brings doubts. Amalek brings a lack of clarity, uncertainty. But when we are in Purims, everything we do is also part of Kedusha. And that's why eating and drinking and Chayav Mishtev V'Sumeh is part of that whole mitzvah. So when we're doing a seal of Mishtev Yomtev, we by that we're overcoming Amalek. So according to that, comes a very glad in the Gemara. La'agdim zechiro of Pasha Zachar to the mitzvah of Purim, not the Kriyas of Megillah of Purim, but the Mishteh of Yontav of Purim. That is the Asiyo of Mechias Amalek, and that should come after the zechiro. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.